There you are. Yes, welcome. Sit down. You want some tea? Yes, here's a cup. And don't you worry. It's not too hot. Yes. Now, look here. Yeah, the best you can do is close your eyes. You can see more. Yes, didn't you know? Yes, all your pictures, all the images are made inside. Didn't you know that? If you go to bed tonight and you close your eyes, you are seeing, aren't you? And you think it's all real, isn't it? Yes. Only when you wake up, you say, oh my God, it was only a dream. As if this here is reality. Do you know reality? Have you ever seen it? Show me a place where we can see reality. Objective reality. Really real, as most Americans say. Get up, stand up, finish your tea, follow me. Yes, I opened this door. It's a long corridor. It's night. We're outside. It's a little wet. Yes, you're gonna show me this place where you can actually experience reality. Really real. I follow you. Yes, you're walking. You know? I see that you are looking at me. You don't understand that. Do you have to show me? I'm going to follow you. But you are listening. You're not in this. You're outside. You are listening to this voice. And you have no idea where it's going. You can't interfere. You can tell me, okay, follow me. Let's go in this little alley here. Yes. I open the door. Mm-hmm. It's a little staircase upstairs, yes. So there's a little hall here. Okay. I open this door, see it's an elevator. Go into the elevator, yes. So we go all the way up, higher and higher and higher. Don't worry, it's pretty high. On a certain moment, we're all the way, yes, right now, on the top. Yes, get out. Yes. Now look around. Reality all around you. You can do that. You are listening. You have no idea what's going to come next. You have to follow me. You decided to listen to this voice. I see you. Yes. And you're watching me. Sit down here. Little bench. It's a big tree, see? Ancient. Hundreds of years old. That tree has gone through things you can barely imagine. Yes, sit down. Enjoy. Stretch your legs. Relax. Don't you worry. We're just together. Yes, you're looking at me and you have the feeling that you cannot see me. You need me in reality. Actually. You have to sit next to me on a real bench and then watch me. And then you can see me. Can you? I don't think so. Forget it. No way. If you look at me, if I sit next to you, all you see is those images made in your head. Yes, as they are produced from all the memories, from all the things you've believed in your life, all the things that your parents were teaching you, and your teachers, and your priests, and whoever had influence on you, and who hasn't. And all these stories make them the images that you see. So what you see has nothing to do with me. You create me. Yes. If you change your ideas, you start seeing something entirely different. If you were reading this morning in the newspaper that this guy that you're going to see, that you're going to listen to right now, has killed 20 people. Horrifying. Terrible. The police force is trying to find him. You see the picture and you recognize me. I was supposed to see him. And there you are sitting next to me on this bench, under this ancient tree, surrounded by dark spaces. In the distance we see some lights. Nothing is moving. Total silence. And I'm sitting next to you. And you see something horrible. You are terrified. You would have seen me completely different. Isn't it? And then some uniformed people come by. They look at you. Their faces are very, very angry. You think, you see. And they ask you, do you know this man? And now you know for sure. These are police. Man, can you lie? But I didn't know he killed 20 people. No. That's a mistake. It came wrong in the papers. This man is a hero. He saved 20 people from a big fire. It's tomorrow in all the newspapers. It's amazing. Didn't you know? You watch me again. You see something entirely different, don't you? Forget it. You can't see me. And you know that because you're only listening, aren't you? And yet, you're sitting on this bench. Get up. Look. Behind the tree. It's huge. It's ancient. Look. It's hollow. An opening. Just follow me. We're going to the tree. Yes. There's a little staircase. We go down. I know it's pitch black. You'll hear my sounds. I keep talking, just follow the sound. We're about where we have to. Yes, here it is. It's a small corridor. We go. Yes, straight on. Follow me. And there is this huge space underground, see? Yes, like a fairy tale. All marble. Beautiful. And here is this coffin made from glass. It's a very comfortable mattress in it. A nice pillow. Lay down in it. Do it. Don't you worry. Now it's safe. Lay down. I know. You are hearing all kinds of thoughts. Your mind is racing. All these thoughts, one story after the other. Who is this? What am I listening to? Should I lay down in a glass coffin? In this underground marble space? Through a tree? What is this? A fairy tale? Is it safe? Can I do this? And thousands of others. Thoughts. Stories. Mostly horror stories. And not one is original. You've all learned them. Yes. Not one original thought of yourself. Neither have I. Every word that I'm uttering, that you are listening to, I have learned. My heart, every word. I had to ask my mother and my father, what is this? It's a radio. It's a loudspeaker. I speak very good. And now, the voice is coming out of the loudspeakers. And the words are streaming. As if I talk for my entire life. As if I'm talking already for centuries. As if it's born in, as if it's normal, it isn't. They teach you You have millions of sharks. They keep coming. They don't stop. They go on and on. And you take them serious. You follow them. You go with them. And you feel all these feelings connected to all these thoughts. Horror, fear, disaster, nice, terrible, fun, no, yes, the whole day, the whole night, it goes on and on and on, it never stops, never a moment of silence anymore, that you had when you were born, as a little baby, so nice, so silent, so open. Reality didn't exist. You created it. Everything was interesting. You took risks. You went all the way. You looked in each other's eyes. All these eyes that you saw, you looked in them deeply. No shame, no fear, no ideas, nothing. Just being. Here. You lay down. Yes. Feels comfortable, isn't it? I close the lid. You feel the silence. No thoughts can come in. Just feel your body. Very good. I very slowly open the lid again. Yes, take my hands. Yes, stand up. Yes, marble space. Keep following me. Yes, this corridor. See all the flames? Yes, beautiful candles, aren't they? They give the light. And here we are outside, in the forest, ancient, wonderful. Oh yes, there's many thoughts again, but you feel too. And here we are back, exactly at the place where we started. I see you. Yes, very clearly. And I know it's me. So, you're great. You're wonderful. You're absolutely perfect. Thank you very much for daring to follow me. I enjoyed it very much. And those thoughts will go on and on. But you'll remember this moment that I closed the lid and it became silent. That's a whole different universe. That's what reality is all about. Yes, radio. Right now you are watching radio. Yes, invented about 100 years ago. It was a total revolution, total excitement. An incredible hype it was. Everybody thought that from that moment off, everybody would be able to transmit and receive. Yes. But the people in power immediately stopped that. Only a few selected celebrities were allowed to transmit, the leaders, and we all became the receivers, the underlings. All we could do was turn on the machine or turn it off, say this was great or this was terrible. And radio, in the beginning, was pure fun. incredible radio place remains. Pure fantasy. Incredible stories are told of us being in the theater. And there were theaters everywhere at that time. Big cabarets. Big selected shows with all kinds of attractions. Wonderful. And then one day, a journalist, a writer, had a brilliant idea to bring news on the radio. The people in power said, nah, forget it, news is boring, it's ridiculous. He had to fight for it. And then when the news came, you know the rest of the story. The writers took over radio. More and more news. More and more actualities. More and more manipulation. Less and less entertainment. Oh yeah, a big industry for music, of course, sure. But people sitting in front of the microphone without much preparation, just like they were in the theater, starting to improvise, making a wonderful feeling for themselves. They were thrown out. It all stopped. Yes. And now, we know that reading and writing has had an incredible influence not only on radio, but on our entire life. Because for millions of years, the main medium was storytelling. Yes. Just what I'm doing right now, sitting in front of you, without any preparation, telling a story, and you are listening. And the incredible thing is that everywhere, people told stories, and their memories were incredible. They remembered those stories. Once they heard them only once, it's over. You never can change it anymore. If anybody had the guts to change the story, said, no, 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 that's not the way it was. And so for centuries and centuries, storytelling dominated. And then for the first time, 3,500 years ago, came a big invention, reading and writing. Yes. If you sit in front of a storyteller, we now know scientifically that something happens in your brain. You have two parts, the right hand part and the left hand part. The right-hand part is the feeling side, intuition, images, pictures, sensitivity, instinct we call it, the female side. And the left side is the hunter side, the aggressive side, thinking. Understanding, rationality. And while you are listening to a story, the left-hand side, the male side, understands the words. You've learned all these words by heart, just like I did. You make interpretations. While the right-hand side sees my movements, My facial expressions, the tone of my voice, my appearance. It's so sensitive that with a blink of an eye you can see if I'm lying, yes or no. In that time, people thought in a cyclic way. Everything repeated. The sun goes up and goes down. The moon becomes bigger and bigger and disappears again and comes back. The leaves fall from the tree as they come back. You get born, you die, and you come back. Creation was female, everybody knew. There were no laws. Oh, natural laws, like you have hungry, you eat. You're thirsty, you drink. You're cold, you dress up. You're warm, you undress. Simple. There's no difference between men and women. And then came reading and writing. Abstract science that you cannot recognize with your right-hand side of the brain. An A is not a little roof or so. The B is not two breasts. No. You have to learn that by heart. This is the left side of the brain. And then you make words, right? The worst forest, you don't see a forest. You have to know what means forest. It is left-hand brain. And you have a whole book full of letters. You start reading. You're deciphering all those words, those abstract signs. Your left-hand brain is working, 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 and your right-hand brain has nothing to do. No movements anymore. No facial expressions. None of that. You know what happened? In two generations' time, after the introduction of the alphabet in Iraq, 3,500 years ago, everything changed. Instead of linear thinking came. Linear thinking came. Beginning, end, dots, periods. Good, bad. You're there, I'm here. For the first time, there came laws, rules, ideologies. You have to live according to the book. And if you didn't, very aggressive measurements to force you. Typical male left side of the brain. The goddesses disappeared from the temple. Women were suppressed. Man became the boss. And all creation stories were rewritten. Not longer was the creation female, no. A male abstract god had created reality. And to go even further, women came forth out of men. And you had to believe that shit, otherwise you are punished severely. And everywhere you see that with the big first book in the alphabet, the Bible. Bible means book. Three big ideologies came about. Judaism, Christianism, and Islam. Look at the Islam. No images allowed. Too much right-hand brain. Rules, rules, rules. Women have to know their place. Man is the boss. Male abstract god. And if you don't follow the rules, And the Hasidic Jews, the Orthodox Jews, not only don't they allow images, even colors are forbidden. Never seen black. It's too much right-hand brain. You know how many rules you have to follow a day? 630! Women cannot even show their hairs. They have to wear wigs. And if you don't follow the rules, Male abstract gods. Christians were analphabetic, so they didn't read and write. So there were many images, many pictures, many paintings. The first ones were going to read and write by the monks. And look at the poor guys. Hair was cut off, black robe on, no sex anymore, in the cell, rules, rules, rules. And when here in Europe the Reformation came, everybody had to read and write because he had to read the Bible 4 times a day. Immediately there was an incredible destruction of all images. Women went back to the kitchen, the children, and the household. And then came the Industrial Revolution. Everybody had to read and write. And you know what happened? World wars. Yes. All around the book. Mein Kampf. Das Kapital. The Little Red Book. Yes. Millions of victims. And then came an incredible invention. Photography. Yes. And photography became film, movies. In the churches, they were preaching against it. It was a deadly sin. Comic strips, if you were caught with one, you were thrown out of school. But then came television. A whole generation grew up with images. The right-hand brain was overly stimulated after thousands of years. What happened? Within one generation, all young men walked on the street with long hair as if they were women. They called themselves hippies. They were demonstrating for peace. Never happened before. Incredible. And you know what? Women took back their power. That was feminism. And the music, typical right-hand side of the brain. And look now. Now we have massive dyslexia. The young kids don't read and write anymore. They chat, SMS. Making mistakes is hip. Wow. Fantastic. Great. At the computers they go with the speed of light. They're so sensitive, so intuitive, really. But if you ask them in a linear way to explain what they're doing, forget it. Everything is changing. We live in an absolute, overwhelming avalanche of images. And that has a result too. We see so many images that the speed, the attention span is shrunken to next to nothing. And now the young generation is rediscovering the ancient medium, radio. Storytelling. And the incredible thing is that it's high time now that we stop radio being one-way traffic. You listen, I talk. That's all you can do. That's over. I have been experimenting with radio for quite a long time. I started in Hollywood. Because when I discovered the effect of the alphabet and I was making a newspaper, I stopped publishing.
Sorry to wake you.
I went to...
The things I tell you,
yes,
will not be wrong.
Hear it. The sound movies. There, I lived. in the villa of the very first movie star that talked, Al Jolson. Yes, he was a historic figure who stopped all storytelling. Film took over. And there I started, living in this villa, with the first programs for Dutch radio. But soon I realized that one-way traffic doesn't work. I wanted two-way communication. How to do this with radio? You know what I did? One day, I sat down in front of the microphone and I said, listen, I'm not gonna talk to the listeners anymore. I talk to you. You are listening right now to me. And all I want to do is to get as close as possible with you. I'm here in Hollywood, and I don't know where you are, but right now you are listening. It doesn't matter where we are. I'm in this room here, overlooking the palm trees. And you might be in the middle of a big city, it doesn't matter. But I take some pillows, lay down on the floor. Why don't you do that too? Turn off the telephone. Just relax. Put on the headphones so we are very close. And you know what happened? I got further and further in this intimate feeling with my listener. We started to undress. And at the end we masturbated. Yes. Try to come together. When I sent that tape to Holland, I thought it would be the end of my radio career. I was terrified. Oh, what did I do? And I didn't hear for a long time. You know what? They played it twice. As I was so excited that I changed my way of radio making completely. I said to the listeners, right now you are listening, but don't listen passively anymore. Just get up. Go to your car. Turn on the radio. Listen to my simple instructions. We are going to drive around, listen, together. And if you see people that want to hitchhike, we take them with you. About 30,000 people stepped in their cars and started driving in the middle of the night. Traffic jams from horizon to horizon. All listen to the same voice. And coming through a village, the voice said, open the window. And when I count 1, 2, 3, we all shout, Mama! Fantastic. Next day, there were questions in the government. Could she allow this? Mass manipulation. Still talking about it. And then I started radio art. I made programs where I told the listener, listen, get up, take a portable radio, turn it on, listen to my voice. Now, are you ready? Go outside. Go to the house of your neighbor. And as soon as I count 1, 2, 3, you ring the bell and you don't say anything anymore. Just hold up the radio. I will do the talking. Can you imagine? People who didn't do it still saw themselves doing it. But many people did, totally excited. Ringing the bell. The neighbor opened the door and the voice said, "Dear neighbor, here's your neighbor. He's listening to this program and following the instructions. Can we please come in?" Can you imagine to sit there around the table with a neighbor you have perhaps never seen? And there's a third party, the radio. I've done many experiments with radio. I played many, many tapes that people sent in, unheard. You heard me open the envelope, take out the tape, and I played you. Just as I started clubs in Amsterdam, like Paradiso and Fantasio, together with many friends, where everybody could jump on stage and do what he wants. He didn't have to be good. We accept them just like that. Because I had a newspaper in that time. No editors. Every bully could write in it. You send it, we guarantee that we publish it for you. It became a sensation. But when I got involved with telephone lines, talking to the telephone with each other. I started that in America, the first sex lines in Los Angeles, together with Queen Adrina. And in Holland, it became such a sensation. And I started making little radio plays with the people who phoned in. And then there was talk radio. No music anymore. Everybody could phone in. I helped set it up in Holland. It was massively successful. And then I did an experiment. I said, "My voice that you hear right now is on tape. Yes. There's nobody in the studio. You can phone right now. Yes. There's radio all over. Talking, 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 as you can hear. But now you have a chance. When you phone in."
"Seem to emanate from a..."
"Yes. You don't have to listen anymore. As soon as it's your turn, you get 1 minute. Freedom of speech on this radio station. You can do what you want." Now you guess what everybody did. Just guess. Talk like this? No. Send greetings? Absolutely not. Do you know what it is? Cursing. Cursing the fuck out of my God. Like this. And then I realized that all this talking that you hear in the background right now, this formal talking, reading text, is only there because the biggest fear in the West is to talk out in the open. That's why all those people went into attack. Because we know, and you know as well, that if we see somebody on television that we don't like, bah, we zap him away. Shithead, idiot. Next day in the newspapers, he's destroyed. Bah! Because if there's any aggressive nation, it's writers. If you read the critics, the literary critics, I mean, it's horrible, the aggressiveness. If you read a newspaper, you don't get very happy.
So, your whole career is destroyed. Because you are not liked. So imagine that you are on the stage, and it happens to you. That's the end of your life. The end of your career. Everybody's going to say, you idiot. That's the way we've been raised. We're terrified of what people think of us. And I realized that even if we invent a medium, like 100 years ago what we thought radio could be, now the computer, everybody can communicate with each other. But you know how we communicate? Through reading and writing, the chat. Do you see those chats? Extremely aggressive. It's one big war. It's called flaming in America. And then I realized, no hype, no medium is ever gonna change that fear. We have to realize that we cannot think about anybody. Nobody can think about you. Nobody can even see you. All they see is their own image. We've been made terrified by linear thinking, good and bad. We're terrified to be wrong, to be an idiot, to say the wrong words, to not be beautiful, attractive, interesting. Oh my God. It's one long, horrible, horrible stress we're in all the time. That's why most media are unbearable. Then I started talking about these things, telling the ancient stories, brought back storytelling. And all the grown-ups who are listening, thumping mouse, flabbergasted. And they all wanted to know how it was possible that grown-ups listen to fairy tales meant for children. And I told them, fairy tales are true. They tell you how your life works. They were all very interested. I gave long, interesting introductions about it. But you know what? I could talk about it very nicely. But in practice, I didn't do anything. I did it completely different. The way I was raised to. We're one automatic pilot. We might know that things are different than we have learned, but we have learned them. And it goes so automatic. I mean, once you learn how to drive a car, you never unlearn anymore. And you learned everything. Reading, writing, thinking, walking, seeing, hearing, driving, skating, swimming, and all these things you do now automatically. You don't have to think about it anymore. And we learned that we live in a dangerous world. We are terrified of what people think about us, which is the biggest lies they ever told us. All these official journalists talking on the radio, telling us how life works, and we're terrified to be different. Every morning the newspapers scare the shit out of us. The news is one horrifying story. And then I realized that you cannot talk about these things. It doesn't make a dent. There's no hype who can bring you into a different feeling. No. All you have to do is just like reading and writing, just like swimming, just like skating. You have to just practice. And not alone with others. You have to realize that this guy that is talking to us right now, and we have to listen to him, because it's the news, it's interesting. That he cannot fight against him, or say you're terrible, you're horrible. Because if we do that, we blame ourselves. If I drop you, I drop myself. Yes, we're one. There's no difference between you and me. The science knows already for a long time. So, listen. I was talking about these things. I didn't do it myself. I thought I was horrible. I didn't want to be some guru. So I stepped out. Until I discovered somebody in the business of jails who realized these things too. And brought some people together to exercise. Once a week, 1 hour was enough. And what did they exercise? Accept each other as totally perfect. Don't fight your problems anymore. Because everything you fight, you put energy in and the problems grow. Just put your energy into what you want instead of what you don't want. When I wrote a book about it, it became so popular that now there's over 1,000 little groups in Holland practicing this once a week, not for the rest of their life. So it's like car driving. On a certain moment, you know how to drive a car. Your entire life changes. For the first time, you're not afraid of each other anymore. And now, the next step is, we started with a new radio station on internet. No central studio anymore. Everybody makes radio from their own computer, from their home, about their own fascinations, their life. And everybody else can listen and chat back and they react again. And you can see them. And now for the first time, there's real communication. It feels like family. It's growing fast. We don't make much publicity. Just around each other, you know. We don't want it to grow too big. We don't want it to be commercial at all. We want to be friends. We want to open up to each other. And then radio becomes an entirely new, brilliant medium. Incredible. It's called RiddleRadio.com. RiddleRadio.com. And already in other countries, people phone me. I want to start making programs too. Every day of the week already we have programs. And it's not programs, it's just people at home. Oh, it's 6 o'clock, they sit behind the computer and they start talking about their fascinations. For example, the Maya calendar, or the I Ching, or how to communicate with each other when you're married, etc., etc. on Saturday evening, there's a woman who communicates with people who are died. I have clairvoyance. I want to talk with you. I have young kids who just improvise. I have people who talk about the feminine side of us, all of us. And more people, directors of museums, big designers, want to start making radio. For a small group around them, chatting back, having contact together, and saying, listen, I've got a cup of coffee, just wait a moment. Listen to it, it's like feeling at home again. I'm proud of it. So we go on experimenting until we are very, very close and totally open towards each other and so towards ourselves. And that's the most wonderful feeling there is. And radio is great for that. As soon as it becomes two-way traffic. So, my God. Talking. Words. Once this program is over, and I think it's about over, all that's left is the feeling, not the words. So, thank you very much. Enjoy this very important project. Talk to you later on Ritter Radio. .com